Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Try not to take myself too seriously sometimes, but it's hard. That's why I love this segment. It's Adam's News of the Day with that beautiful Peanuts music in the background. By the way, I saw the Peanuts movie over the weekend.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, look, my wife was home. She's been flying back and forth on the weekend, so she was like, I want to watch a family movie. And I'm like, all right, look, we've got a 14-year-old son. We've got a 9-year-old daughter. That's not easy to do, to try to get everybody. In a, like, my son wants, you know, war movies and whatnot and action-packed movies. My daughter wants, you know, cartoons. So I told everybody, we're settling on the Peanuts. Everybody likes Charlie Brown. We're watching it. About halfway through, my wife just quiet room. We're all watching the movie. Kind of laughing, you know, chuckling. Out of nowhere, my wife goes, watching Charlie Brown makes me depressed. I'm like, yeah, that's right. He's so sad.
Yeah.
He's so pathetic. But it was pretty good. I mean, for, you know, trying to make some, you know, make everybody happy in the house, it was pretty good. So, all right, first story on Adam's News of the Day. What's on the agenda tonight?
All right, this is a sports story that just kind of frustrates me as an NFL fan.
Okay.
Roger Goodell was at a luncheon in Jacksonville and basically said he definitely sees playoff expansion coming at some point in the near future.
Why?
He sees two teams, thinks there could be even four.
Oh, come on.
I love the way it is right now.
Perfect.
12 teams. I don't want to see half the team in the playoff or half the league in the playoffs.
Listen, I'm okay if my team doesn't make the playoffs.
Right.
I know what the rules are. I don't want to hear it like, well, some divisions are tougher. This all comes out in the wash. You know what the rules are. You know how this goes. I don't need 8-8 and 7-9 teams in the playoffs. It's exactly what you're going to get if you start expanding this.
If we had 40 teams, I would still be fine with 12.
I'm totally fine with this. I don't need more. I understand all he sees is revenue. He doesn't see destruction of the product.
I know. And that's what's very frustrating.
It drives me crazy.
As a leader of this whole league.
Don't destroy your product for the sake of always searching for more revenue. I get you need revenue. I understand it's a business. Don't lecture me on capitalism. I get it. But this is going to kill your product. You don't need bad football teams in the playoffs. That's a good story. I'm glad you brought that one up.
All right. The next one is something we kind of hit on real fast last night because I had it for last night. We kind of ran out of time. Philadelphia Flyers game I think it was last week, an escalator that was going down, something malfunctioned and the escalator went really fast. So it was moving down really fast.
Oh my God. With a lot of people on
it? Yes, with basically, I'm guessing they were all leaving.
Yeah, like baseball crowd.
Yeah.
Like loaded escalator.
Right, so they're coming from maybe like the top level, the top bowl, and they're coming down. And it just turned into a big pileup. People couldn't stop. You know, there's people jumping over the sides to avoid landing on the big pile of people.
That's frightening.
And it goes really fast. I'm about to tweet it out right now so you can see it.
That is frightening.
It's crazy.
Now, my wife has a fear of escalators. And I don't know why she has this fear of escalators, but ever since I've met her, and even to this day, we've been married close to 18 years. She hates escalators. If she has a choice between them or stairs, she takes the stairs. She thinks that they'll go flat and everyone will just fall down like a slide and everyone will just get hurt. And I used to pick on her all the time for this kind of stuff. I'm mean sometimes. When we lived in Vegas, we would go to casinos, and you know how they have the moving walkways, like at airports, that don't go up and down, but just go like, you just walk along straight, and you ride the moving escalator? We would get on those, and I would joke with her that I have a fear of these, because I'm afraid they'll turn into stairs. And she always hated those jokes. And then one day on the news, there was an escalator that did turn into a slide where people got seriously hurt, and she never let me forget it. She constantly brings it up. That is frightening. So it was going pretty quick.
Yeah, I just tweeted it if you want to pull it up and see it.
I will put it up.
It Yes, it's moving at a very high rate of speed. And I don't know what I would do if I was, you know, say one of the top people and I'm seeing this big pileup happen. Because it's not like you can just jump on the railing because the railing's moving also at the same speed as the stairs.
Oh, my God. So, I am watching it. Now, you gotta. I know it's bad radio to be like, look what I'm watching on video, but that is incredible. It's just going quick and everyone's just falling down at the bottom. There's nobody can move.
Yeah, there's people jumping over the sides at the bottom. They're laying on the ground. They can't. I mean, I can't put a speed on this, but it's just very crazy. If you want to go to Y Sports Radio, at Y Sports Radio, or at Adam G. Sager, I just posted the link.
All right, and the thing is, the escalator is like throwing people into the pile.
Right.
It's just churning people and throwing them into this pile.
Because like I said, the railings move just as fast as the stairs. They're set up to run the same speed. So if you jump onto the railing, you're going just as fast down, just on a smaller track now.
That's frightening. They did have an accident at Coors Field about 10, 11 years ago where an escalator collapsed too many people were on it. I'm surprised that there aren't more accidents on these things. I'm always afraid of getting eaten, like my shoelace getting caught.
Right.
Like that's the thing I always worry about.
Yeah,
like it gets caught.
Jeans. Like I wear longer jeans.
And then they say like it just won't. You can't get it out. Like
right.
It's so strong that you have to cut it out because it's just not. It's not going to give it back up. You can't just pull it out. It'll just churn that thing and just destroy your clothes and you'll get trapped. And it'll start to rip at your skin. And I'm making a horror movie, ain't I?
Yes, basically.
On escalators. All right, what is your third story of the night?
Last story. This is Spokane Valley in Washington. And I just want to know if this is something you've even considered. You would never do it, but if you've considered this. At a local fast food restaurant, a man who always complains about his orders being wrong went in to, again, complain like he always does, and they're used to it. Well, he ended up getting physical with the female manager.
Uh-oh.
Because basically his burger, he didn't have the right burger, even though it's just something he does because he wants free food, and they know it. He orders, they give him exactly what he orders, and then he says he ordered something else, so he'll get free fries. Or,
oh, I got you. I've done this.
Yes.
When I waited tables in college, we had people like this.
They've dealt with him before. Well, this time, all of a sudden, he got physical and threw some punches at a female
Ooh.
Manager and some other people that were working there. But if this was him just getting the wrong order, I've been very frustrated.
Yeah, there's nothing worse.
Yeah, especially if sometimes
at a
I don't check it. Sometimes I don't check it. So I drive home, especially if it's through the drive-thru. I drive home and I get there and I'm just like, you just want to go back and strangle somebody sometimes just because you're so frustrated.
Oh,
want what you want.
You order food at the drive-thru, you get it, and you drive away. Didn't Joe Pesci have a famous line about drive-thrus in Lethal Weapon movie?
What was it?
I think about that every time.
Yeah.
Every time I go and I order something and I get stuff for the family and I go back and my wife's like, "Where's the coleslaw?" And I'm like, "Oh my God!"
Right.
How hard is it to put coleslaw in the bag? My God. Yeah, I get like that all the time.
So,
or
I mean,
when I say
I've thought about going back and really raising hell, but I've never done it and never especially gotten physical.
And I know, like, how many times have I wanted to drive back and go, you know what? I said no onions. No onions. Does that look like no onions to you? But
exactly.
I don't. I just pick the onions off.
You don't want to drive all the way back.
No, I don't want to drive all the way back. I'm lazy like that.
And calling does nothing.
All right, we'll talk to Josh Martin, NBA next, Yahoo Sports Radio.